One of the main goals of the University of Wyoming's strategic plan is to positively impact Wyoming communities through learning outreach programs and through collaborations that make academic expertise relevant in our daily lives. UW's Biodiversity Institute is emblematic of this vision. But as Wyoming Public Radio's Tennessee Watson reports, an administrative decision to close it down has raised doubts about the university's commitment to its own goals.
The sounds of hammering and heavy machinery ring throughout the northwest corner of campus, where construction workers are putting the facade on a new engineering building. But if you listen closely, you can also hear bees hard at work pollinating native plant species out on the Berry Prairie. That's the green roof of the Berry Biodiversity Conservation Center at the University of Wyoming. The space is used by the staff of the Biodiversity Institute to get kids excited about science.
And we'll get them out here to catch the bees, which is a really popular activity because there's a little bit of fear, but that always, you know, with kids and bees, but that always intrigues them a little bit more.
Gary Beauvais directs the Biodiversity Institute, or BI for short.
And to have them come out here with entomologists and show them, no, you can catch a bee safely, and you can put it in a jar, and you can look at it safely. And they start asking their own really insightful questions.
Visits like this are tailored to state K-12 science standards, and the BI engages close to 1,000 kids every year. It also runs 7 separate citizen science projects that get hundreds of volunteers gathering biological data on moose, owls, and amphibians for researchers back at UW.
We've really tried hard to get our people and our programs and our work dispersed out through the state. So we do what we call science cafes. Just last week, we had our staff up in Sheridan doing a science program with kids outside collecting aquatic insects and things like that.
Beauvais says it's all a part of an effort to make science research at UW more accessible to people around the state.
A lot of times people view science research at a university as kind of impenetrable, that they don't quite understand it, they don't know why it's done, they don't know who's doing it, or it's a little bit of a black box. And one role of the Biodiversity Institute is to open that up.
The university has been stressing outreach in recent months, so it surprised many when the administration announced abruptly that the institute will close in December, due to the university's inability to find additional private funds. The major donors were Bob and Carol Berry. They helped fund the construction of the Berry Biodiversity Conservation Center and to get the BI rolling. But additional money was never raised to keep it staffed in the long term.
And there's been some recognition for a while that the funding base needs to broaden under the BI. We've developed some partnerships and started to draw in small pieces of funding, nothing on the scale of what the Berries provided.
Larger scale fundraising is a shared responsibility that requires action on the part of the administration and, more importantly, the UW Foundation. Many on campus are questioning whether BI fundraising was considered a priority.
I can't speak to past efforts to diversify that funding, but clearly we've not succeeded in doing it.
Ed Sinikowski is vice president of research and economic development, and he's been at UW about a year. He oversees the BI, and he recognizes the valuable contribution it's made to the university's science outreach efforts. He's working with Beauvais to find new positions for the BI staff on campus.
So those conversations are just beginning, but I'm committed to following through on them.
But the hardest task that lays before the university might be regaining trust. For instance, the Berries, the major funder, learned of the Biodiversity Institute's closing through Wyoming Public Radio's initial reporting and not directly from the university.
Well, I don't delight in admitting it, but I take responsibility for significant missteps in the communicating of what the administration decision is.
Sinikowski says this unfortunate event serves as an important reminder of several key things the university needs to do.
Make sure that stakeholders understand that they're valued and heard.
And he says the university administration and the foundation need to work together
to talk about leveraging these generous gifts into greater engagement, broader engagement that is sustainable. We have to show the donors that we are committed to making their gift and their impact, the impact of their gift, last.
If donors aren't hearing that message, the risk is they might not give. I reached out to UW Foundation leadership to ask what happened, and they declined to comment. Back out on the Berry Prairie with Gary Beauvais, he points out the delicate plants that have taken root in the desert soil.
And, you know, it was a little bit of a struggle to get it established, but you can see now that it is established, it's growing very well. It's actually got some really nice native vegetation.
He hopes university doesn't lose this and the connections the BI has formed across the state. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Tennessee Watson.